All right, I'd like to go ahead and call the redevelopment agency meeting to order. It's being held at 2267 North, 1500 West in Clinton, and it's being held June 22nd, 2023 at 7:13. We'll go ahead and we'll start with roll call.
Marie Doherty.
Brandon Stanger.
Anna Stanton.
Gary Tyler.
And this is similar to our last meeting we just closed, and that is that as Board of Directors, we adopt Resolution 01R23, adopting the Clinton City Redevelopment Agency final budget for fiscal year 2023 and 2024. For background, since I don't have the page in front of me, but just to make sure, this is our flower business district improvement.
Screen two right there now.
Yep. And that's on what page, Dennis, if somebody wants to flip? Do you have your...
I'm not sure why that's not showing up there.
Oh.
You're not able to bring up?
Yeah, well, I...
Well, maybe it needs to be shown on this other one.
Do you know what page that one's on?
It's just right before.
No, I don't.
It's on page 100.
100, okay. So for those that are looking at in the budget, it's page 100. And this year, again, if I'm not mistaken, we did no change with this one because we never put the flowers up. Is that correct?
Well, we thought that
yes.
The construction was going to inhibit them.
That'll be 2 years.
I put items in the budget like we normally do, but there shouldn't be any expense because they anticipated that 2000 West would be blocked off and we wouldn't be able to water the flowers. And that was why we didn't do it last year or, you know, this last spring is because we were told that their construction would be underway. Well, it's not yet. So I anticipate not only not having it in the next fiscal year budget, but maybe the following year too, depending on how the construction goes.
Perfect.
Destruction or whatever. So I budgeted all of the funds. However, they probably won't be spent, so they'll just get interest, and there'll be a slight increase in the next couple of years for those funds, just for information.
Mayor, I wonder if we should, in the future, since we kind of learned this year that we probably could have done the flowers at least on part of it, maybe we could have done it down 1800 North or something. You know, maybe there's a way to do it so that people can have their cake and eat it too, or...
I know there is a couple spots that are set for flowers right there, dear 1,000 and 1,800, but that'd be a good thing we can ask Public Works about is how many light poles are set up for those outside of 2,000.
Yeah, or
100 in the budget.
Perfect, thank you. Or when they finish 2,000, maybe we can just do them on 2,000 and not do them on 1,800, you know, something like that, so that we don't have to go so many years without them, because people miss them, they love them, and they've commented, oh, where are the flowers?
And with the architectural designs for the flower boxes, those, again, would have a separate light, or that would be the light where we would hang these. Does anyone...
Didn't they say they weren't going to put the street lights in the boxes, the planter boxes?
No, they're not putting them in. They may be adjacent, but I don't.
Yeah.
They won't be in the box.
So then the flowers would hang on the light posts.
That's the intent. Or on other poles that we insert, we have poles that we put where the light poles aren't, and so we hang the flowers on those.
Got it. And hopefully,
his idea many years ago when we first started this, when I went to Vernal and bought all the containers.
I was going to say, too bad they can't be in the flower pot areas or raised flower beds, because then we could just drip irrigate them and no one would have to go by and drive and fill them up again.
Right.
Something we can consider going forward. But the nice thing was this was money set aside for our redevelopment and our beautification of our business district, and we still have funds in there to be able to carry on that program for quite a few years to go forward with. So is there any other questions or clarification that anyone has for the redevelopment agency? Okay, seeing none then, is there if I even opened the public hearing? I don't think I did. So just in case, I'd like to go ahead and open the public hearing, O1R23 for adopting the final budget for the Clinton City Redevelopment Agency, fiscal year 2022 to 2023. Is there anyone tonight that would like to speak during this public hearing? Okay, seeing none then, I'll close that public hearing. And at this time, if there's no more questions from council, ask for a motion then to adopt resolution O1R23.
I'll make a motion that we adopt resolution O1R-23 for the fiscal year of 23-24.
Thank you. Is there someone that would like to second that?
I'll second that.
Okay. And a roll call vote, starting with Councilmember Stanton.
Yes.
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 Okay, that motion carries.
And then we just need to adjourn.
Is there a motion to adjourn in that meeting?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting adjourned.
And hang on 1 second. And I think that we're going to have to just announce.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Anybody else got questions?